Welcome, and thank you for joining us for today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread on the 14th of November, 2022. The Bible reading for today is from Psalm 57. Have mercy on me, my God. Have mercy on me, for in you I take refuge. I will take refuge in the shadow of your wings until the disaster has passed. I cry out to God Most High, to God who vindicates me. He sends from heaven and saves me, rebuking those who hotly pursue me. God sends forth his love and his faithfulness. I am in the midst of lions. I am forced to dwell among ravenous beasts, men whose teeth are spears and arrows, whose tongues are sharp swords. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let your glory be over all the earth. They spread a net for my feet. I was bowed down in distress. They dug a pit in my path, but they have fallen into it themselves. My heart, O God, is steadfast. My heart is steadfast. I will sing and make music. Awake, my soul. Awake, harp and lyre. I will awaken the dawn. I will praise you, Lord, among the nations. I will sing of you among the peoples. For great is your love, reaching to the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches to the skies. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let your glory be over all the earth. Today's article, titled The Love of God, was written by Kenneth Peterson. In 1917, Frederick Lehman, a businessman beset by financial setbacks, wrote the lyrics to the hymn, The Love of God. His inspiration led him to quickly pen the first two stanzas, but he got stuck on the third. He recalled a poem that had been discovered years earlier, written on the walls of a prison. A prisoner had scratched it there into the stone, expressing a deep awareness of God's love. The poem happened to have the same structure as Lehman's hymn. He made it his third stanza. There are times when we face difficult setbacks, as Lehman did, and the poet in the prison cell. In times of despair, we do well to echo the psalmist David's words and take refuge in the shadow of God's wings. It is okay to cry out to God with our troubles and to speak to him, letting him know of our current ordeal and fears when we're in the midst of lions. When we do, we're soon reminded of the reality of God's provision in times past. And then we join David, who says, I will sing and make music. I will awaken the dawn. The love of God is greater far, this hymn proclaims, adding, it goes beyond the highest star. It's precisely in our time of greatest need when we're to embrace how great God's love really is. Indeed, reaching to the heavens. Let us pray. Loving God, I'm facing some difficult matters, but I'm also reminded of your love for me and your provision throughout my life. And for that, I thank you. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.